when I was 9 years old, I took a train to see my grandma from Brooklyn, New York, to the sunny south, to a land called North Carolina. She lived on a dusty country road where folks didn't have no plumbing. She had an outhouse out the back, you know, there was no water running. One day the neighbor kids came by to take me to the picture show. We walked a long hot mile into the town, but there was something I didn't know. Why did they join the longest line? I just couldn't understand. They grabbed their little bellies laughing at me. I thought I had a better plan. It was against the law. It was against the law. It was against the law to be black in America. It was against the law. It was against the law. It was against the law to be black in America. When I reached the ticket booth, the woman curled up her lip and sneered, "Can't you read, little girl?" with her hand pinched to her hip. With shock, humiliation, and shame, I couldn't hardly breathe. I read the sign above that said, "White only," and I turned to leave. It was the law. It was against the law. It was against the law to be black in America. It was against the law.
Yeah. It was against